Morning, champ.
Happy birthday, Tommy.
You're a whole year old today.
And boy, we got some great presents for you. Wait till he sees my present, Dee Dee. Did I tell you about the Hoverama prototype?
Oh, you did, Stu.
Picture this, Dee Dee. The body's 36 inches long and about 4 feet in diameter and... Yikes!
Just put it in the pail, Stu, and hand me a fresh diaper.
Anyway, the Hoverama's got 300 pounds of lift and cruises at more than 5 miles an hour. It's got 3 reverse thrusters and 2 on the back to turn the thing.
Let go of Mommy's earrings.
It takes 3D batteries, 2 AA's, a C, and one of those 9-volt guys. And that's not even including the remote control.
Mommy's ear's not a toy, honey.
This toy is destined for big things. It's my greatest invention yet. I tell you, Dee Dee, it's going to put Pickles' toys on the map.
Okay. Let's see what the book says. Eating technique, age 12 months. Stu, we're supposed to distract Tommy with a little play acting. We pretend that this spoon is actually...
The space shuttle?
Lipschitz knows best, Stu. Now, let's try it. Okay, Tommy. Open the pod bay door. A little to the left, Stu. Stu, let's do the birthday checklist.
Okay, shoot.
Carrot bran cake with health nuggets.
Check.
Pin the tail on the donkey.
Safety version with suction cups. Check.
The puppet show?
Oh, yeah. Puppeteers, stage props, and puppets arrive at 11.
Perfect.
A puppet show for one-year-olds? Why, the little sprats aren't even going to remember it.
They'll remember this one, Pop. Rated number one by Birthdays Magazine.
And besides, do we want to be remembered as the family that settled for less?
Look out, Stu, or you'll get strained carrots all over your shirt.
This isn't working. Wait, I've got an idea.
Oh, I don't know, Stu. All my books recommend avoiding decoys.
Trust me, Dee Dee. You gotta let them know who's boss. Look over here, Tommy.
Husky's Choice. He'll run faster and jump higher. So good, you'll almost wish you were a dog.
Here's your chance. Lunge.
Oh, no, my favorite shirt.
Oh, dear.
I paid $75 for this shirt. It's a Giorgio Laurenti.
I know, honey.
It's a replaceable.
Oh, for the love of Betsy, it's just a shirt.
You think the stain will come off?
Oh, I bet it will. If we get at it quickly enough, let me just get a sponge.
Hurry, Dee Dee, hurry. Every moment counts.
Just a minute there, Scout. You don't want any of that. Yucko. What you want is some of the... I see your point.
I'll get it. Hi, Howard. Hi, Betty. How are you?
Well.
Well, Deed. We are totally psyched for this birthday thing, aren't we, Howard?
Well, Betty.
Oh, don't mind Howard, Deed. He's just a little frazzed on account of all these kids.
Actually.
I mean, the twins are enough of an armload, and today we got little Chuckster. Hey, you think we could just pen these books?
Puppet show for one-year-olds? Why, when I was a spud, we didn't have puppet shows. If we wanted entertainment, we went out back and pulled up stumps. Then we'd walk 15 miles in the snow to...
Hey there, old-timer. How the heck are you?
I've felt better.
Is somebody excavating downstairs or what?
That would be Stu tinkering with his Hava Watson down there in his workshop.
The Hava what?
Don't worry, you'll hear all about it.
Tommy's gonna love this.
Frisky little critters, aren't they? Uh-oh. Looks like Spike's gonna tear that thing's leg off.
Oh, no! Spike! Spike! Down, boy!
Chucky Foo-Foo, I got just one word to say to you.
What?
Dog food.
Dog food?
Dog food. I tried to get some from Spike's bowl, but Grandpa stopped me.
Why would you want to eat that stuff?
Well, Spiky, sure, look at him. He can do anything he wants. He even gets to sleep in the flowers. Maybe if we eat that dog food, we'll turn into dogs.
Shoo, shoo, get out of those flowers.
You mean we could sleep in the flowers?
Down, boy, stop it. Stop it, Spike. Get off of me, you big galoot.
And lick people.
And wear a collar with our names on it.
I don't know. Maybe it's not such a good idea. Dogs don't have it so good. They always got fleas and chunk.
Fleas? Let's do it.
Oh, I almost forgot to put on their little party hats.
Those will stay on for, 3 minutes tops. Hey, isn't it time to bust the piñata?
Let's wait till all the kids get here.
Who's missing?
Tommy's cousin, Angelica.
Oh, right, Angelica.
Angelica!
When we get to the party, Daddy, can I play with little Tommy?
Sure, sweetie. Aunt Bee's baking a birthday cake. And there's gonna be a puppet show. Uncle Stu says it's the best one in the whole world.
Well, here we are.
Doorbell, doorbell, doorbell.
Great, Drew's here.
Hey, big bro. Hi, Angelica.
Where are you, Stu?
I'm down in the workshop finishing up Tommy's birthday present. Wait just a second, I'll be right up.
So what are you working on this time?
I'm glad you asked me that question, Drew. One word. Hover-rama.
Hover what?
It's a toy I invented for Tommy. It's got, I'm not kidding, 3 reverse fan thrusters, all mounted vertically and then 3 on the back to turn the thing. Come on downstairs, I'll show you. I'm just now wrapping it up.
Hi, Angelica. See, do you know anything about dog food?
Listen up, dummy. This may be your birthday, but when the presents are open, I get first dibs on the toys.
What about dog food?
Tommy thinks if you eat some, maybe you turn into a dog.
You mean I could wear a collar with spikes on it?
And chase cats? And howl at the moon?
Could I even bite the mailman? Let's do it.
Yeah, let's get some dog food.
That is one hefty hunk of health food.
Puppets, puppets, puppets. Where are those puppets?
Stay cool, Deed.
Betty, my future as a mother depends on this party, and the party depends on the puppet show, and the puppeteers were supposed to be here, 14 minutes ago.
Maybe that's them now.
Oh. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
And there is Tommy, may I ask?
Hi, Boris. Hi, Minka. Great, everyone's here. Let's open the let's open the presents. Any place you want to go. Just go.
Let's see. This one's from Drew.
Careful.
Gee, Drew, do you really think this will stimulate a small kid's imagination? I mean, what does it do? Where are the batteries? Hey, Tommy, here's a present from your old dad. Watch this, Drew.
What is that thing?
This is the Hoverama.
Stu, are you off your nut? Tommy's not old enough for that gizmo. Heck, I'm not even old enough for it.
Anyone can work this thing, Pop. Here, let me show you. Oh, I guess I forgot the batteries. Now, where'd I put those little...
Hey, I've drained that cup.
Oh, Stu, I'm sure once you get it running, the Hova-Whatsis will be Tommy's favorite toy. Say, why don't we open Howard's present?
Ooh. It's a two-way cellular baby talkie. You put this one in the baby's bedroom and you take this one around with you so you can hear if the baby cries or something.
I've heard about those things.
Only this one employs the latest technology. You can even talk back to the baby hands-free.
Wow, can I see it?
Squadron leader, this is Concrete Cowboy. Do you copy? Over.
That's a big 10-4, Cowboy. I copy you loud and clear. Say, this is kind of nifty.
Listen, let's take them out back and see what these things can really do.
And here's a nice feature. These units are voice-activated, have a built-in loudness control, and come with four random frequency channels.
Where's Tommy? Oh, you used to have all these wonderful presents to open. Yes, sweetie, yes.
This party's a disaster. Oh, I wouldn't say that, Dee. I've never seen those men so happy.
But I never live up to being the kind of mother I want to be. You know, like those moms on TV.
Come on, Dee Dee. TV's TV. We're real.
The puppeteers!
This the Pickles residence.
Are you the puppeteers?
Do I look like one, lady? Put it in the living room, Leo.
Well, if you're not the puppeteers, where are they?
Invoice says stage and puppets. I don't see nothing about puppeteers.
But what good is a stage and puppets without puppeteers?
Sign here, Mac. Have a nice day.
Now that's a big 10-4 there, Saddlefriend.
All men report to base immediately.
Gee, Dee, that's not the right lingo at all.
Stu, we're in big trouble.
What, we're out of batteries?
No. Apparently we booked the stage and the puppets, but not the puppeteers.
Good. Let's just get right down to eating cake.
Say, I got an idea. Why don't Drew and I do the show?
Oh, no. Not this investment banker.
Remember what happened the last time you boys put on a show?
Ah, heck, Pop, my arm healed and Drew sees almost perfectly out of that eye. Besides, we were 8 or 9 years old then. Come on, bro. We can do fairy tale finales. Great. Everyone to the living room. We now present for your entertainment the climactic scene from the classic Little Red Riding Hood. Knock, knock, knock.
Who's there?
It is me, Little Red Riding Hood.
Come in.
Grandma, what big eyes you have.
Why, thank you.
Grandma, what big ears you have.
Yes, they're for hearing.
No, no, it's the better to hear you with, my dear.
No, it isn't.
Of course it is.
I beg to differ.
Hey, don't get uppity with me, okay?
Uppity? You're calling me uppity?
Yeah, because you are uppity. You were uppity the last time we did this, too. But at least then you knew your lines.
Hey, I didn't want to do this in the first place. It was your idea.
Oh, yeah, right. You always blame everything on me.
That's because you've always been a whiny little brat.
Brat? Whiny little brat?
Yeah, always breaking my stuff and then running to Dad like a crybaby the minute I try to stop you.
Works. He's a dog already. What's it like being a dog, Tommy?
Are you gonna chase some cats
and poop all over the backyard?
The mailman's coming soon. Are you gonna bite him?
Stop that, Tommy. Wait, Tommy!
We wanna be dogs too.
Tommy, you changed back.
Changed back for what?
A dog.
Nope, I never was a dog. Spike already ate all the dog food.
But I wanted to sleep in the flowers.
And I wanted to bite the mailman.
Look up there.
No,
Those were my baseball cards. Mine. And you traded them to Whitey for that stupid hat.
Yeah, I traded them. And I'd trade them again. If you wanted them so bad, you shouldn't have left them in my room.
That's enough out of both of you. Break it up or I'll tan both your hides.
How about now?
Still can't reach it.
What do you weigh now, 25 pounds?
I can't go any higher!
Wait!
That was my bike! I earned it with my paper route!
It was still usable! I only bent the handlebars a little, and that was on account of what you did to my skateboard!
Skateboard! Skateboard!
Okay, let's agree to disagree. Stu, you shouldn't have wrecked Drew's skateboard. Drew, you shouldn't have bent Stu's handlebars.
What's the matter with you, Diddy? Let the boys argue!
Don't hold back.
Doggy Bow Wow was my favorite stuffed toy. Why'd you have to go and tear his ears off?
It was wrong, Stu. I was only four.
Can you ever forgive me?
Oh, no, my cake! The party's ruined, my perfect carrot cake is destroyed, and the puppet show is a total disaster.
Actually, I thought it was a very spirited performance. Oh, just kidding.
Great party, huh? Too bad about the cake, though.
Oh, no! My other favorite shirt!
What cake is this? It should have been chocolate. In the old country, you never have carrot cake at the birthday party.
This isn't the old country. Haven't you noticed, Mr. Chocolate Cake?
For your information, Yenta, chocolate cake is international.
Oh, suddenly he's Mr. International.
The best garnish this is.
We should have had a chocolate cake. Mom, you're right. It's none of his business.
No, I kind of like it. When's this stuff start working?